This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Highlands Ranch resident has filed a lawsuit against four members of the school district's board, alleging they broke open meeting laws when they decided to get rid of the superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Conservative members of the school board say they only met in groups of two to discuss their concerns with Superintendent Corey Wise, but the lawsuit argues that chaining a bunch of smaller conversations together is still a violation of transparency rules. Plaintiff Robert Marshall says he's bothered when laws are broken.
People just not following the law and not doing things ethically and morally right.
Douglas County Schools did not have a response to the lawsuit in time for this story. Wise was fired in an emergency board meeting Friday on a 4-3 vote. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The school board for the largest district in Mesa County meets behind closed doors tonight to discuss its current and future superintendents. The woman leading the school district is set to retire in June, and the board has already hired her replacement, but newly elected conservative board members may want to go in a different direction. The Pentagon is looking more closely at the death last week of a soldier stationed at Fort Carson near Colorado Springs. Army Specialist Alex Ram died in Syria February 1st. The Department of Defense says he did not die in a combat-related incident. He was 20 years old from California. The flow of the Colorado River has dropped 20% since the 1900s. About half of that is because of climate change. Climate scientist Brad Udall told Colorado Matters the decline could soon cause problems between the states that share the river under an agreement from 1922.
The fatal flaw of the compact as currently written are these fixed numbers in there. You can't have fixed numbers in a declining system. That's going to unduly impose pain on a party that's completely undeserving and never signed up for that.
Udall says if flows continue to drop, states might be forced to break water compacts in the next 4 to 6 years. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today and tomorrow, a chance for mountain snow by Wednesday. Metro highs this afternoon in the 50s. This is CPR News.